everyone. Hi. Hello, hello, hello. Guess who is back? The first clue is that you can hear our voices, so you know it's us. And you and you click the link, so you definitely know who it is. Yep. It is me, Tolly, Talani, however you know me, and it is...
me, Gina. I'm so happy to be back.
I am so gassed to be back. I mean, we really wanted this and we prayed for it.
Yep.
We really wanted to come back to you guys and chat movies and things we've been watching.
Yep.
And all of the fun things that life has to offer. What you been doing, Gina? How's your summer been?
It's been all right, actually. It's been all right. COVID still COVIDing.
It is. It sure is.
Got vaccinated. Love to see it.
I'm on my first jab.
Proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? I feel like I spent the whole summer waiting for summer to start.
Yeah.
And then September came and it was like, oh, okay, it's over. But you know what September is?
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday month. September is genuinely the best month of the... No, genuinely. I'm not even trying to guess it because it's my birthday, right?
Right.
But Beyonce is born in September.
Yeah, true. You do have a lot of good people born in September.
How dare me be born in the same month as Beyonce and not be a legend?
A lot of good people. Right? I share my birthday with Tiny Temper, so...
Sure. No, to be fair, no, I really like Tiny. No, I genuinely... Tiny really is lovely. Tiny was one of my biggest crushes growing up.
Do you remember when we interviewed him that one
time? Oh my God. Like, I used to fancy him so much. And he was one of the first people to dress really well.
Yeah.
Let's admit, in the UK, he was one of the first people to give us looks. That's true. I was obsessed with him. I remember him from, like... you know that freestyle that everyone had, and it was the same beat.
Wifey
rhythm. I loved him from Wifey Rhythm, and I still love him now. So hold tight, Tiny.
Yeah.
But this is not about Tiny, is it?
No, it's not.
This is about us.
Yeah. This is about us and our TV recommendations.
Yes, basically. So yeah, 10/10 would recommend. We're back, baby.
I'm so excited, and we're back a little bit faster than we were last time because it was giving
a long break.
it was giving we were let go.
It was giving trying to convince Netflix let us back.
It was giving bang at the door, like, please let us
please,
in.
Please. My kids need this, please. Netflix. Mr. Netflix,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
So we're really excited to be back. But things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, they are. So there's a slightly new format. Going to let a little bit more organised, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we'll give you those good recommendations and keep it cute. So we're going to give you recommendations so that everybody can watch it in the week. And then we can discuss it next week as like a little recap.
Yes. Imagine a book club, but with shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then with us two as the ones talking about it.
Exactly.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, and you have your opinions, but we can't reply. But that would be...
But, I mean, you still have your opinions. And you can tweet us. And it's like the Oprah of all... Like, Oprah's book club, but better.
Yeah, exactly. Oprah...
What is Oprah going to do? Yeah, she will never see this.
Oprah is not listening.
She's too busy. She doesn't care what I say about her. She has a lot of money.
Oprah is very busy. So that's the vibe. We're doing a little TV club, which is really fun. And then the second part is us talking about a show that we've recently watched.
Yes.
So this week we're going to be talking about clickbait.
Dun, dun, dun.
Small spoiler. And then the last bit is we're going to give you some recommendations that are themed.
Oh, I love a theme.
I love a theme.
Actually,
too.
I say that I'm a liar. Do you know what I hate themed more than anything in my life?
What?
If I'm going out to a party and someone's like, you have to wear...
Oh my God, same. I don't like fancy dress
How
in general,
dare
to be
you
honest.
Tell me what to... No, yeah. I'm not a fan of it.
No,
either.
No, no.
How dare you tell me what to wear? If I'm ever told to wear all white, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Or else Diddy wants to invite me to his all white party.
If Diddy or Jay-Z.
I'll be there in my all white. I will be there head to toe in all white. Okay, I'm ready for that one. But that aside, but like we can do theme show, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just not a themed party.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what's everyone watching next week? What's the homework?
Okay, so the homework for everyone to watch for next week, come with all your opinions, finish it, is season 3 of Sex Education.
I'm so gassed. Actually so gassed to watch it. Like,
so good.
I've missed them.
Me too. And also, I'm obsessed with Shooty so much still.
Yeah, same.
Plays Eric.
I'm obsessed that it starts in September because it feels like, oh, it's a new school year.
Yeah.
Was that a plan? Was that a plan?
I actually don't know, but that actually plan? Probably was.
Hire me, Netflix.
They actually have hired you, really.
Yeah.
You do work for Netflix.
Yeah, I do,
Netflix.
Basically. Netflix.
It's very good from what I've heard, so...
I'm actually really excited. What can we expect? Do you know anything?
I do, actually. Well, firstly, Otis has a mustache. Just saying.
That's like that weird thing. Do you remember when you go on school holidays in year 9 and then you come back in year 10 and all the boys are just tall and
they're
weird
tall
looking?
And their voices are
yeah, and
low.
And then they're quite hairy. Just like, when did this happen? Right, when did everyone get so tall? Is that
so
what it is?
Otis, yeah, goes through
okay.
a bit of that. But also, okay, here's what you can expect. There's a new head teacher. So there's lots of changes happening in the school.
Okay.
And not all for the better. So there's a bit of tension there.
Okay.
A lot of the mini little storylines are explored more. Eric Nick has a lovely storyline. I think you're going to love it, actually. Yeah. So it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a great season. So 100% watch that. Come with your opinions. Tweet us, obviously, at hashtag 1010 would recommend.
Yes, please.
And we will discuss it next week.
Right, okay. All right, in the fantasy world, what would you want for the characters? Like, what do you want for Otis? What do you want for Eric? I want Eric to have found, like, the love of his life during, like,
because
summer.
Do you really ship Eric and Adam?
No, I don't. I don't like it. Because also, it's promoting toxicity. And
now,
I'll be honest.
Now, Talani, if you've ever listened to
the receipts. Don't do that. Don't bring my personal feelings. How dare you talk about my toxic relationship?
I said the receipts, not...
Do you know what? I do like a bit of toxicness. I do. We add some, like, you know, the genus of a little bit of toxic.
No, and me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like,
don't call me for 5 days.
Slutty now.
Add some excitement, some Jenny Saqua. Say you hate me, you want to leave, but don't really mean it. It's the
keep
Jenny Saqua.
Yeah, it's little Jenny Saqua. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's all.
But I agree. I don't love that. I know that a lot of us have had toxic exes and we can laugh about it, but at the time it's terrible.
It's terrible. And I don't love that for him as well. No. Yeah.
So I don't ship him and Adam. I would like him to find someone same.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That loves him out loud as well. It's nice to be loved that loud.
I agree
with that. Okay, cool. Nice. All right, so everyone, make sure you watch Sex Education. And we're going to be back next week to chat about it. I cannot wait. I'm going to binge it.
That's your homework. And it's going to be good.
I'm actually going to binge it. Because sometimes I can be that whatless. Like, I can watch a whole season in one sitting.
Yeah.
And I get up and I'm like, wow. But I mask it, you know, it's for work.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fine.
Me too.
Oh, it's for work. So it's absolutely fine. Another thing that I banged out the other day. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got 2 episodes left.
Okay.
Click break. All right, so there might be 1-2 spoilers here, but I just feel like you should have watched the show anyway. But like, just be aware, we might spoil clickbait for you a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tinge.
Actually,
we won't be
a
total pricks about it, just a little bit.
Yeah. We might spoil it a bit more than that. Okay. I want to talk about one specific scene.
Okay, cool. So it's a spoiler, be aware in it, and don't shout at me on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we warned you.
Yeah.
Okay, clickbait.
Right.
It just came out of nowhere.
I would agree with this as somebody that works at the company.
They didn't warn us. Yeah. They didn't say anything. They just said limited series.
Yeah.
And when I first saw clickbait, I thought it was going to be a thing about social media. And I was like, oh, man, I don't care.
Well, this is what I want to ask you is, how did you find out about clickbait? Like, did you see people talking about it? Because I actually saw a friend of the podcast, Vic Sanusi, talking about clickbait.
Right, okay. So I didn't see anyone talk about it, but my Netflix algorithm knows me.
Mm.
No, literally, we are one of the same. Like, we are like this.
Okay.
No, like, anything it ever says, you're going to like this, guess what I do? I like it. Every single time. Me and my Netflix are like genuinely like this. Is my home screen. Like, we just know each other very well.
Yeah.
So that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
But then I thought, maybe I won't be that interested, because I honestly just thought it was going to be something about, like, a teenager who likes social media and blah, 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 blah. Mm. But it isn't. It really isn't.
It really is not.
It really, really isn't. So if you haven't seen it, haven't heard about it, clickbait is about this man.
I'm not explaining it well. It to me, and you know I can't.
Oh, okay. Let me think about it.
I can start it.
Okay. All right.
So the original premise of this is that there is a family.
Yes.
It focuses on the sister.
I can't stand her.
I can't stand her either, honestly. It focuses on a sister and a brother, and this brother has a wife and children, and it opens with them being at this sort of family dinner celebrating their mum.
Yes.
And you can see some tension between the siblings. You don't really know what's going on there. Next thing you know, the sister finds a video and the brother is being held captive by somebody holding up a sign saying that he abuses women or blah, blah, blah. And when the video gets to 5 million views, he's going to get killed.
Yes. That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
And then the story unfolds.
The story progresses. So you've got the questions. Will he get killed?
Does it reach 5 million views? And also, how come he got to reach 5 million so quickly? I've been trying on some of my reels for I just don't get it.
I was I've been posting
on social media for years. I ain't even touched a milli.
Yeah.
This man reached 5 milli at the end of the first episode. It's not realistic. Anyway.
That is so funny.
He touches 5 mil.
Touches 5 mil.
Which doesn't help because his family keep watching it and keep adding to the views.
Bro, okay, can I just say something? That pissed me off so much. Why are you, man, still watching it? She goes to the hospital, everybody's watching this video.
Why are you watching it? Why don't you screen record this? When you show people, you don't have to add to
the
views.
She was refreshing it. The sister contributed at least
100,000
views.
The sister killed him. In my point of view, the sister is responsible for that man's death.
I totally agree.
So anyway, the story now starts with, like, does he abuse women? Why was he killed? Mm. And who's killed him? And what's behind this sort of thing? When you first watch it, it's like, oh my God, poor man, what's happened to him?
Yeah.
But the more you watch it, you're like, yeah, kill him.
Is it? Mm. Okay, I want to discuss
this. He's a nasty man.
Because this is my truth, I'm confessing. I haven't finished Clickbait.
And you didn't like it. Say the whole truth. She messaged me this one and be like, I don't like it.
No, hold on.
It's boring, she said.
Yeah, but the thing is that I found it quite hard to get into. The end of episode two, you're like, rah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're like, the wife.
Every episode focuses on somebody else that's interested or invested in the crime. So the first episode is right. A sister. The second is a detective. The second is the wife.
Oh.
The third is the wife. Sorry, the fourth is,
what's
I think, the journalist
the
or something.
Weird.
I think one of the sons is weird as well.
Strange. Ethan.
And also, I'm sorry, but why do you keep watching your dad? Why do you keep wanting to watch stuff?
It's giving... Strange.
Like, it's not giving what it's supposed to
it's
give.
Not giving what
like,
it's
why are you not more concerned about your dad dying? Why do you want to keep watching stuff? So, yeah, so it's interesting just to see how different people's lives are all affected and bothered by this man's killing.
Yeah.
And are the abuses real?
Are they?
A cheat?
Do you know yet?
Is that too big a spoiler?
Yeah, maybe.
The sister pisses me off.
Just be warned if you're going to watch it that the sister may be very annoying to you as a character.
I can never tell if it's like really good acting that makes you really dislike a character.
I think it is.
Because I can watch it with like, this girl was a knob.
Yeah.
And that's all I kept thinking the whole time. And her little like perfectly framed haircut kept pissing me off as well. Do you know, just like every little thing about them, that's how I felt. But I do think it's definitely worth watching. It's a slow start, I'll be honest.
Okay.
Because I was like, am I interested? Am I bored?
But a lot of people, everyone who stuck with it, has said that it's really, really good and has really enjoyed it. I do want to keep watching it.
You should. I absolutely think you should. Do you know what also, while I was watching it, and I get this often when I watch shows, tell me I'm not alone.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll be watching it, I'll be like, what accent are they talking? Only because I feel like we have heard American accents so much in our lives that it feels like natural to me.
True, yeah.
So then I have to start off like, wait, is this British? At one point I was like, it's a British show.
Oh.
Just because I was just like, the American accent feels so normal to me now. I was just like, wait, because then I saw Double Yellow Lines. I was like, that's not British, is it?
And also sometimes in American TV shows, they will have a random British person. You're like, what?
Like, I know, like, what's this person's story?
Do you know what? I saw a funny TikTok about clickbait. It's not just about clickbait. It's what TV shows and movies kind of do in general. But they use clickbait as an example. And it was talking about how TVs and movies have to establish how the characters know each other.
Yeah.
But sometimes they do it really heavy-handedly.
Yeah,
and I actually noticed it in the first episode of clickbait because the sister is like, well, big brother, I'll tell you this. Like,
okay. Who has ever called their mother big brother?
Do you know what I mean? Like, and then she's like, when she's being rude to the wife, she's like, I know, she's my mother. And you're like, okay, we get
okay,
it.
Okay, we
but
get
like,
it.
The script was...
But also, the audience is not that dumb. Like,
exactly.
we know what's happening
like,
here sort of thing. We can kind of figure it out. And there was something else it did that was just like... There's a thing in movies that pisses me off. Two times they do it.
Okay.
One time is when someone runs off in a shop, the person just gets in the car and goes to look for them. How do you know where they're going?
Yeah, that's true.
How do you know where to go when someone runs off?
That
pisses me off.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call them and be like, hey, what's up? The second one is when you get that thing where there's like a couple and one of them is like moving away, but the other one wants to declare their love before the person moves away. They never call them. They've run to the airport.
Yeah, not even a message.
In what life? Do you know how long it takes to get to Heathrow?
That's actually true. I think that a lot actually about those ones.
Call them.
And they're running through the airport. I'm like, you wouldn't.
It's not realistic. You would not get
it. It's not happening.
Why have you not called them?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Or randomly run to King's Cross.
Yeah.
Do you know how many barriers are in King's Cross?
Also, do you know how far I personally live from King's Cross?
Everybody lives so far from the airport and King's Cross. It's not realistic. Stop doing it. Use mobile phones.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's 2021.
There's so many things like that, isn't
it
there?
It jars me. So do you know how I was saying every episode is based on a different person who's involved in the crime?
Yeah.
So one of the episodes is based on his mistress. So he's a cheat.
Ooh.
When I started finding out that he was cheating, I was like, yeah, okay.
Is it?
5 million views is. But the mistress doesn't seem...
That's 1,000.
100. The mistress doesn't seem okay. So you like the revelation comes out that he's been making loads of fake profiles on dating sites and has been dating several women and like promising them the world or things like that. But I think what clickbait does really well is it makes you doubt whoever's talking.
Yeah.
So you're like, no, I don't think she's okay. I'm not convinced by her.
Yeah.
Like she feels like she's making their relationship up or she's making it sound more exciting than what it was.
Yeah.
There's another episode, and this is quite good for us because we're like journalists. The thing is, when you watch the journalist episode, it's actually what you think journalists do.
Yeah.
Like, which we never did. So there's this like journalist that's moving a bit mad trying to get the story. He's like randomly turning up at the family's house and pretending to be a delivery driver. Mm. He is like just doing a lot to find out what happened and trying to secure a good story. Mm-hmm. So he interviews the mistress now, who says more things about him, that this man was a serial cheat. He kind of made promises to multiple women.
Right.
And told them he was going to be with them and, you know, said he loved them. Amen. But again, because you don't trust her, you don't trust the story.
Mm.
But then what the journalist is doing is he's going above and beyond. He's doing like mad, like just mad shit. Just like a bit too much. So his partner's kind of like, yo, like you're doing inhuman things.
Mm.
So I want to ask you as a past journalist, what is too far to get a story, Gina?
Even ringing people I didn't like doing.
I would not with Madhu Bins. Never.
I don't actually know how journalists do it. Because I'm sure they don't enjoy it. Like, if you're going to get a story about somebody who was killed and you're going to the family's house and turning up, I just don't know.
So too far is the phone call for you. I'll send an email. I'll just watch it if you're interested.
A phone call, I think I'd stop at a phone call, but I wouldn't turn up at the house.
But think if you're doing, like, hardcore journalism. I think I have it in me.
Mm.
To even like fake a profile and like, ask them on a date. Me and Gina used to work together, if you listen to this, you know.
Yep.
So one time we were in the office and I think there'd been like a scare on Oxford Street sort of thing. And like the investigative journalist that like, got out to go look, I was like, that could never be me.
Yeah.
I sat on my desk so securely. I went to the toilet, started doing a prayer. I was like, I could never in my life.
Absolutely not.
Someone tell me there was a threat outside and go, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go report it.
Yeah.
I was like, I could never do this.
But also it's things like jobs that can kind of put you at risk. For example, I would hate to be like a judge or anything like that, because it's like a criminal could just find you and do something to you.
Yeah, I'm not on it. No job is worth risking your life, but hold tight, you lot that do it.
Y'all be easy. I'll be easy.
I won't be doing that. But yeah, this journalist is moving mad. He's doing things that kind of like can risk his life just to secure a story. And I'm like, is the story ever worth it?
Not much is worth it for me.
Like, yeah, I don't know if a story is sort of thing.
What's too far for you?
To be fair, right, if I got into it early, I can be really nosy.
Mm.
I'm really curious about life generally anyway. Mm. So if I got into it early and didn't like, I could like fake to be someone else. Do you know what I would do? Do you know them journalists that kind of pretend to be someone else in the bar?
Yeah.
I would lure them in with my womanness.
Yeah, that would be all right. That'd be quite fun.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll be that person. I'd want to be the journalist who they use as a pawn to lure men in.
Mm, yeah. And they have to do that for months sometimes.
For months. I'll do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's more like dating. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Excuse to get some dates.
Yes. That's all I want. That's what I'll do.
Oh, okay.
That's as far as I go. I'll date murderers and killers, apparently. That's as far as I go.
My God.
Just for the story, though.
Yeah. Just for the story.
Yeah, not because I want to.
No.
But I would say clickbait is definitely worth watching. Like, who do you think did it from what you've watched so far?
The wife's bit on the side. Is it her bit on the side?
I don't think it's him.
But the son is just moving a bit mad for me. I don't know if what you've seen so far, whether they've revealed what the son's up to.
No, not yet. They haven't told us.
The son is just a bit weird. Ethan. That's my theory.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think did it? One of the mistresses?
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, from one of the mistresses. The story goes, there's nothing like a woman scorned. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe the woman got scorned.
I love stories like that.
Ooh. I love scorned woman stories. That's why one of my favourite films, not because it's great or anything, it's Gone Girl, because it's a scorned woman story.
I was thinking of Gone
Girl too. I love a scorned woman story.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and things like Why Women Kill.
Yeah,
sorry, this is just statistic, but I love that shit.
Yeah, me too, yeah. If you're my future husband listening to this, don't cheat, baby.
Just kidding, this is for content. But yeah, like, I feel like, I mean, I'm not this writer, I'm not a horror writer, so we might be really off.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch the rest of it. And if I'm off, I'm going to reclaim my words back next week.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so you guys watch it as well. No one, don't tweet me.
Don't tweet a spoiler.
Don't ruin it.
So yeah, make sure you watch it and we'll round up. We'll talk about it if we're off next week.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to the little themed recommendations.
Okay, do you have a little theme music?
Yeah. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, theme time.
Get it?
I don't know if that they're going to make that the theme, but we tried.
So on the 26th of September.
2 days before my birthday.
2 days before your birthday. Everyone put it in your diaries right now. She's very big on her birthday, so do not forget. Yeah, 26th of September is European Languages Day.
There's so many days for things.
You know, there are a lot of days.
There's like a National Kissing Day, National Hair Day, National European Day. Okay, cool.
For European Languages Day, my recommendation.
Right, go on.
And I've been recommending this since the first time we ever did this podcast, Lani. But Money Heist, goddamn! Money Heist.
We talk about this all the time. I haven't seen one episode.
I'm so passionate about it. I'm begging you to watch it.
Why
you would love it?
Why are you passionate about it?
Well, firstly, the fifth season
yes.
has come back and it's split up into two. So mm-hmm. volume one came out at the start of September. So if you haven't seen it yet or didn't know it was back, definitely watch it. And then the second half comes out later this year.
Right, okay.
It's just absolutely phenomenal. It's so dramatic. Mm. It's so dramatic and it's very twisty and turning. The thing is, if you like clickbait, I think you will also like Money Heist. It's a Spanish language show, but it's just phenomenal. And for this fifth season, they've really just gone all out. And they're tying up all of the knots because this is the final season.
Right, okay.
So there's so many explosions. There are so many twists. If you like twisty, thrillery things, you'll love it. It's just fantastic. I've recommended it so many times, so I'm not going to belabor the point and be like, it starts as this, blah, blah, blah. But just in case you missed me saying all that, Money Heist is about a group of criminals who go into the Bank of Spain to pull off one of the biggest slash greatest heists of all time.
Okay.
And they are managed, I guess, by this guy called the Professor, who is the only person who's not inside the bank. And he has like this grand plan where like when anything goes wrong, he's able to fix it. Did you ever watch Prison Break?
I started and then it went a bit.
Mm. Well, you know how Prison Break, that guy was like mad clever and he had the map on his back and all this other stuff. The way that that guy thinks is really similar to the way the Professor thinks. It's just so good. If you're a fan of Money Heist,
You're a real one.
I've
never watched it, like I said. Mm. Do you watch it dubbed or watch it subbed?
I watch it subbed.
Yeah, I judge people. Like, if I ever go to your home and you're watching a non-English show and it's dubbed, I'm like, oh, you're an idiot.
And also, sorry. I feel like you can't really get the vibe of the show as well if it's dubbed because there's a different person speaking.
Yep.
It's a different intonation. Yep. Like, it's completely different. The only thing about the subs, though, is that I like to watch TV while I'm doing other things.
Yeah, that's the only thing. And that's why I have no recommendation for European. Hear me out.
Yeah.
What I was going to do was recommend an English-speaking language because English is also European if it's Britain.
You know what? Fair. Live your truth.
But like I've heard Lupin is great.
Yeah. Lupin.
Lupin.
Watch Lupin.
To be fair, I know someone who's a massive fan of Lupin and like they send me like voice notes about how great it is and their big thing is like, unlike how Americans do like action movies and films, which is very like, America's great and like, you know, look mm-hmm. how actiony we are. This kind of has more depth and soul in it because mm-hmm. it's European. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I do think that's something that Europeans, maybe we have more in storytelling. There's more je ne sais quoi rather than
let's blow this up.
It has more substance to it. So that's what everyone said about it.
All the English language stuff just feels like we're very used to it. So it's all like the same thing. But for some reason, especially for me, Spanish language shows.
Yeah.
I think they're so, so good. Like there was this other film on Netflix that I'm a scaredy cat, as everyone knows, so it was hard for me to watch, but it's called The Platform.
Okay.
Have you heard of this one?
I have heard of it, yeah.
The premise is that there are these people, I guess they're like prisoners, and they are in this prison, but it's organised vertically.
Okay.
And there's a platform that comes down at the same time every day, and it starts off with like a banquet of food, and the people who are at the top obviously get all the good food.
Like life, wow.
By the time it gets to the bottom, obviously, people are greedy and they don't know about socialism. So they've already eaten all the food.
Oh, I love a social message.
Me too.
Oh, I love a social message in a film.
And so kind of randomly, they change where everybody is.
Okay.
Like, so you experience life at the top, you experience life at the bottom.
This is literally what life is like.
Exactly. It's mad. And I love films that are like that. There's like kind of a metaphor for life and human beings. So The Platform I'd also recommend.
It's also a metaphor for a Drake lyric. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Do you know what? Fair.
I said that so seriously.
No, you're right.
I thought that was deep. Sight from the bottom. Like, I'm sure.
No, because the platform starts from the top.
So your European recommendations are?
Money Heist and the platform. And yours are?
I said LeBron's great. Do you know, I'm really going to try. I'm really going to try. But TV is always a thing that I have whilst I'm doing something else sort of thing.
And you watch so many other
shows. I watch so many shows.
You really do.
Like,
you watch
so much.
More than me.
I watch a lot. I watch a lot of TV. I love it. It's my kink.
Yeah.
Guys, be sure to watch Sex Education
in time
for next week so we can all talk about it.
Everyone do your homework.
Everyone do your homework. Yeah, be sure to do your homework. Also, by the time this is out, I would have finished clickbait. So tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me what your thoughts are. Tell me if you think it's good. And I will also tell you my thoughts and what my alternative ending should have been.
Mm.
I think we should do fun alternative endings.
Yeah, I love that. Ooh, good idea.
I think we should do that. Just do a random fun alternative ending.
Coming up with new segments every time.
All right, so this week, what are you recommending? For all the shows. We're not doing that anymore, are we? Sorry. Old habits die hard.
Yeah,
so that is it for first episode of season 3 of 1010 Would Recommend.
First one we've recorded in real life properly, set up like this and recorded and filmed.
We hope you guys enjoy the new layout.
Yeah.
Layout? Format?
Format, yeah.
It's 1010 Would Recommend, but also Tolly and Junior's Film Club.
Yeah! Make sure you Tweet us if you've got any other recommendations, any thoughts about the new format. Please, only good ones, we're sensitive. Rate us, comment, whatever. But also, you can find us on social media if you don't know by now. I'm at SmileGena, G-E-N-A, on all platforms. And you, Dean?
I am totally underscore T on all platforms.
Yep, and you can find Netflix UK at Netflix UK on all social platforms, but at Netflix on TikTok.
That's right. Goodbye, guys.
Bye. Love you.